Praise God. We're going to let Donna introduce our guests tonight. Amen. How many got a notebook? How many got a notebook? Amen. Got something to write down. If you're not willing to write it down, you're not willing to apply it to your life. If you can't write it on paper, how are you going to write it on your heart? Amen. Amen. If you don't have an intention to remember it, amen, you don't have an intention to put it into practice. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. So get this out there and write it and use it for your good. Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
It takes something to bring ministry to people. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Jesse, you want to get Sister Donna for us? Tell her we're ready for her. Hallelujah. Praise God. We know this Saturday that they have that women's conference down there at Georgia R. Brown. Hallelujah. Donna, we're going to let you introduce your friend. You have a little bit of background there. Amen. How many of y'all love Sister Donna?
Amen.
Here you go, Donna.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Woo! I have to tell you guys are in for a treat tonight. And Pastor Rod, I don't know if he knows this yet, but not only is this a mighty speaker of the Lord, but this woman is also my sister in Christ, literally my sister in Christ. Amen? Amen? I just want to tell you, on the way here, the Lord was telling me that she is well-seasoned. So get all you can get tonight. Pull it out of her, amen, in Jesus' name. A lot of times when the speaker is up here, the Lord will minister the needs of the people. So you pull out of her tonight because she is well-seasoned in the Word of God. We have a woman that comes to you from New York City, Bread of Life Fellowship under the leading of Apostle Randy Brown and Pastor Gail Brown. And coming out of that church, I can tell you she's very wise. They teach you order and very disciplined, and she also flows in the prophetic gift. So I just want to introduce you tonight and tell you that you're going to be blessed in Jesus' name. And we welcome Sister Mariana Steele. Amen?
Amen.
Minister Mariana Steele.
Praise God, everyone. God bless you. Giving honor to your pastor, counselor. I'm so grateful and honored to be here. I bless all the leadership in the house. And tonight, I'm just going to speak to you tonight about leadership. Two parts. One on how to respond to leadership, and another on how to be a leader. Okay? I would like you to know that I'm a woman under submission, first of all. Okay? My husband is Kenneth Steele, and I have his support and blessing that I'm here tonight. My pastor, Donna says, is Apostle Randy Brown and Pastor Gail Brown from Bread of Life, and we send greetings to you in the name of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, let's begin with a leader. What is a leader? A leader is a spiritual guide, okay? That's what your pastor is. And we're going to start at Luke 6, verse 40. I'm going to turn some pages tonight. Is that all right?
Yeah.
It's funny. I like jokes, and I like how your pastor did that joke in me. It's funny. When your pastor says something to you about prosperity or blessings on your life, oh, you're going to be blessed. God's going to give you a new car. God's going to do this for you in your life. Everybody's excited. Yes, yes. But then if he gives you a rebuke or he says, no, I don't think you should do that. All of a sudden, the person that was a man of God that heard from God, now it's like, woo, you don't hear him. That's always amazing to me. Okay, so let's look at Luke 6:40. And that's going to be something I'll start with. The disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. So if you want to become perfect and to get blessings and prosperity, you don't believe you're sheep. I know, don't take that as offense, but you are sheep, and he's the shepherd. God is his head, pouring down, and he pours down on him blessing, and you remain in order and listen to his leadership, those things will also flow in your life, okay? So just remember that. You cannot be above the pastor. He is the head, and he's the one who's going to pour into you, all right? Amen. Okay, let's go to Numbers 31:23. As it says, you have to be perfect. How do you get perfect? By being purified. Okay? If you can't be purified by fire, you're going to be purified by water. Something's going to purify you. So let's look at that. Numbers 31 and 23. Everything that may abide the fire, you shall make it go through the fire, and it shall be clean. Nevertheless, it shall be purified with the water of separation. And all that abide not the fire, you shall make go through the water. So as I said, either way, you're going to be purified. So you might as well do it the easy way. Don't let God have to browbeat it out of you. Just yield to it, okay? Be submitted. Do it quickly, all right? That's the best way. Let's go to Luke 15:20. And a lot of times people, you know, they look at the pastor, oh, pastor is going through or this or that, or, you know, pastor's getting blessed, he's getting all of this. As I said, the sheep is not above the master. So whatever he's going through, you're going to also go through. If you want the anointing or you want to get some of what he has, you're going to have to go through it. So let's go to John 15 and 20. Remember the word that I said unto you. The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If you have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. If you are willing to be led and be submitted to your pastor, when it's your time to go forth and to lead or to do something, then other people will also follow you and submit to you. But if you can't be submitted and yielded, then you cannot go out and do anything. All right? So remember that. Be mindful of that. How you submit is how others will submit to you. Okay, Psalms 25 and 5. I'm going to do a lot of scriptures because at the end I'm going to do a little demonstration. I want to get all of this into your spirit so you can be open to it. Okay, lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. So, if your pastor is leading you, he's bringing you the word, he's yielded, he's praying, he's laying before the Lord, he has the word for you, you believe he's a man of God, and I know that for a fact, then you should be willing to be led by the truth as God is leading him and be obedient to that, okay? Amen. Don't go off like a wild boar. Stay a sheep. Stay submitted, okay? It's hard sometimes, but do it, because obedience is better than sacrifice. Do that, okay? If you go to Isaiah 48:17, you will see why, what will come from this submission. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. So, if you want to profit, you're going to be led. You're going to be obedient. You're going to be submitted. You're going to listen to your pastor and follow the things that he told you. Okay, now I'm just going to touch a little bit on women in a leadership role. Okay, I know you're birthing a new women's ministry. Women in a ministry, you shouldn't be haughty. Shouldn't be so caught up in how you look or what you're trying to do for the Lord. Be submitted, and also make sure as you go forth that you don't forget your home. If you have a husband, children, those are the things you have to take care of first before you can go out and do all your ministry, okay? You have to make sure. Before I left, I'll just tell you a little joke. My husband was getting me to get ready and leave. So I had the kids, a couple of kids, and I asked him before I left, I said, would you like me to make some meals for you before I go? He said, nah, it's all right. The girls are going somewhere because we have three daughters. One of my daughters is here tonight. And the other two, he said, nah, they're all right. They're going to be visiting relatives. It's okay. So later on, we did some things. I'm at the house now. Whew, I said, I got a few minutes. I'm just going to relax. Ding on the phone. Baby, could you make me some chili before you leave? He said, if you have time to go out to the store. So what I had to do, I had to get up, go out to the store, get the stuff, make the chili, and before I could go. So I was like, oh my goodness. The little girl was at the house staying with my daughter's friend. And she said, man, you're a good wife. So I said, oh, she said, yeah, because I'd have told him he could have made it himself. So just be careful. You never know who's watching your example. And I know the ladies that are leader in the church, you want to go forth, you want to do things for the Lord, we all do. But it's so much easier if your husband is in accord with you, you get the blessing from your pastors, he's hearing from God, and then your family is all in line, you could just go forth and minister and be at rest. You don't have to struggle. And ladies, one key thing, if you have a decision to make and you go to your husband and he tells you, Nancy, you know how we do, oh, I don't want to hear it, whatever. Okay, you know, you have your little discussion. Then you might go to your pastor to see what he thinks. Then he gives you an answer. He'll say, do this. Then you'll go back, you know, honey, I talked to the pastor, and he said this, don't ever do that. Don't ever do that. Never do that. All right? Never say the pastor said, now you're in agreement. Never do that. Even if it's true and that's what changed your mind, just let him think, you know, you yielded and you believe. Because especially if your husband's on save and you tell him that now your pastor said it, now you're going to fall in line and do it. That's going to cause a problem. Then you're going to wonder why he doesn't want to come to church or why he doesn't want to hear anything the pastor has to say, because you already put the pastor above him. So that's going to cause a problem. Just like I had a friend before we really, you know, back years ago, she would always look so beautiful on Sunday. But during the rest of the week, oh my goodness. So make sure the same time and effort you take into getting adorned and dressed to come to the house of the Lord, which is good. It's all good. We all want to look nice, smell good. But make sure you do that too for your husband when he gets home, that he can see you looking nice and prepared and ready. Those are just, you know, it's a lot on women, but you have to do it. It's 80-20, so just get ready to work, all right? You have to. Just know that. You have to do the extra. And the men will do their part, but you have to do extra. Little things like that will make everything smooth and in one accord, all right? Okay, just some qualities of a good leader. No gossiping. You know, gossiping, none of that. Counseling is different. And when you've stepped out of something that you cannot handle, you go to your pastor. Don't take on more than you can deal with. Don't gossip and talk and waste time on the phone. Pray about it. Don't do that. Be submitted to your husband, all right? Make sure you're a tither. If you're not a tither and then a situation comes and you want help from the body or from the church, why should the pastor help you? God will be the first source for you, but make sure you're a faithful tither, because we have to be the first partakers of everything that we sow, okay? You have to be a tither. You should attend church. I know this is a remnant, and it's blessed, because Wednesday night, you get the core, right? This is a press, because you have to get up and go to work tomorrow. So I like this. This is good to see that you're really serious about the Lord, that you would press out on a Wednesday night and knowing you might have to get up early in the morning to go to work. And God is blessed by that, because everybody can come to church on Sunday. But it's during the week when unexpected meetings are called, or Friday you have to come out and do something. That's the time that God's going to bless, because he sees that you're faithful. All right? So it's a good thing. Know the body of Christ. You should know the members in the church. Shouldn't be, hey, you, whatever, right? You should know them. The pastor should know you. Don't hold back gifts and talents that you have. If you have something that you can do, let the pastor know. Slip him a note. Meet with him. He needs you. Let him know the things that God has given you, your talent, so you can be a blessing in the house, all right? Don't hold it back, because remember the scriptures about if you have one talent and you don't use it, what's going to happen? It's not going to be used. But if you have five of them, you're using them, God will add on. So whatever talents you have, let it be known in the body so you can be a blessing, okay? Be active in the church. Whatever needs help, pastor shouldn't have to do everything, and three or four people. Come up when your day off and let him know, I'm here, I'm available, what can I do? He might just say, look, can you take my car and run it and wash it for me? It doesn't always have to be your money. You can sell your time. And I speak from experience. You might just be the person, like, he might need some mail dropped. You take all the mail, drop it off. That saves him a step. Or just come in and pray, lay on the altar. You know, maybe somebody needs a meal. I know he's single, lady, maybe not for long. So, you know, if you want to make him a dinner sometime, that doesn't mean he has to go out to dinner with you, but you might want to get together. If you're not a good chicken fryer, get somebody else to fry it, because it has to be fried all the way to the bone, okay? So get together, maybe somebody fry him chicken, another person make another part of the meal. You put it together and you'll be a blessing, so he can just rest and relax, all right? So do those kind of things for him. Enjoying fellowship with the saints like this. Laugh, be happy. should be, it's the most wonderful thing to be saved. You should be laughing all the time. Should always have something going on and something doing, just being in joy. It's a good thing to be in, to be saved. You should be excited about your salvation, okay? Don't take it lightly. Okay, be bonded to the pastor. You should know his needs and what he thinks and what he feels about different things. You should be aware of this. I don't know if the pastor has his vision, if he's ever read it to you, or you should know it. Maybe he want to post it. So everybody, when you come into church and they ask you, what is the vision of the nation? You know what it is. What are you working towards? What are you trying to achieve? You should all be in one accord. So you know what his aim is, and you all should be pushing in that direction too. Okay, because as you push him, God's going to move you and elevate you also. That's how the blessing comes. Okay? Okay, know the vision of the house. The pastor should have an intercessor, and he's the one who would choose. If you feel you're led to pray for him or to be a blessing in his life, that he can go forth and minister or do things, you let him know. And I'm not going to say that he'll say just because you come to him, oh, you're going to be the one to do it, but you let him know you want to be an intercessor for him, and he'll pray about it, and he'll decide if you're the one. Okay, and I don't think a lady could be his armor bearer because he would need a male, you know. So ladies, though, but you can do your part. You can pray and intercede. Is he going out to preach? You can find out. You can lay before the Lord and ask God to just, you know, bless him and keep him and move on him. How should you treat the pastor? Well, I'll just drop a few things that was done at my church from another pastor that came in. First of all, our pastor wrote the vision and put it out so everybody could see it as they came in. They could read it. It got into you that this is what we're about. This is what we're trying to do. I know your pastor already has the vision written, but I don't know if he posted it. He might want to do that. So as you come in and other visitors come in, they see right there. This is a nation. This is what we're about. This is what we're doing for the Lord. Okay? We also had a prophetic word that we should listen only to our pastors for 21 days. Now, every night we click all the channels and see everybody. We see TD over here. We have Joyce Myers, Joel Osteen, everybody. We're watching everybody, right? And then you come and you glean from your pastor, too. For a season, they said just lock down and listen to your pastor for 21 days. If you could be faithful to that. I don't know how many, he might set another number for you. Might be a week, it might be 3 days, whatever. But just listen so you can get his spirit, get that into you, what he's about, what he wants you to do. This is a tough one, but this takes a strong person. If you're really, you know, bold. If you've done anything that's not pleasing or not correct towards the pastor, you need to repent. You have to do it. Simple as that. And we're going to do that at the end. That's open. You know, you can sit back and do it in your seat, but openly and boldly you come and you repent, okay? You have to kneel and ask God to forgive you. You might have been just disobedient. You might not have done something that God told you to do for him. It doesn't have to be a big thing. He might have told you to be a blessing or to be faithful in something you promised to do, and you didn't do it. But we're not going to say it openly. You don't have to say it to us. But you can come to the Lord and say, you know, whatever I did before that I was supposed to do, I didn't do, so I'm turning from that now. And then we can pray and you can be restored, okay? Learn to appreciate your pastor, okay? Learn to appreciate him. If he's laboring, you're following after him, and if he's a man of God, appreciate him. I don't know if you give him a salary. I'm meddling now, but hey. A salary, or if you give an offering to him once a month or whatever, or sometimes you can still just be a blessing anyway. You might just want to have once a month, you all might want to do something for him, or if you have a long conference or a convention or something, the lady at our church, we've gotten so good at this, and even the men now, they try to get in on it. Like if we have a long conference or something, they might bring flowers to the pastor the next day or something, or everybody get together, they might have somebody to clean a house, or it's something major we've all undertaken, we'll put together, maybe try to send them away somewhere. But it depends on what your community, how many people you have. You could all put $5, $10, whatever, send him to a hotel for a night just to rest, put his feet up. Because the more time his hands are free and he have to labor before the Lord, the more time you'll be blessed. So appreciate the man of God, okay? Last thing I'm going to leave you with, and then I'm going to do my little in action. Isaiah 3 and 12. Thank you, Lord God. You are worthy. As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the way of thy path. You don't have a leader like that, okay? You have somebody who's looking out for your best interest. You can have a pastor that's like that. You don't want someone like that. You have somebody who loves you. Your sanctuary is beautiful. On the outside, it looks plain, but when you walk in, it's beautiful. You've done an excellent job. It's a blessing in here. So I know that from the pastor laboring and the leadership with him. I just want the pastor to come for 1 minute because I want to show you something. This is just, I like enactment. Okay. Here's your pastor. Turn around. Okay. Here's the Lord. He's putting the blood all over him, covering him, right? Coming down on him. Who are the people in leadership in the house?
Everybody.
All of them are in leadership here? All of them are in a leadership role?
Brother Jet, well, they know. Come on
up. Yeah, those of you that are, okay, if you've been called by the pastor, just line up behind them. Come on, let's go.
If you know your leadership,
okay.
Brother Rex, what are you sitting there for? Gloria, what are you sitting
there for? Oh, they shy. Line up in the order that he placed you.
Amen.
Okay.
How do you want us best, Rex?
This is the way? Are they lined up correct?
In order of your responsibility.
Amen.
Depending on the amount of responsibility you have lined up on that.
Amen. So this is it. So he's in the front. He's the front. He's getting the message from the Lord. Y'all are behind him. Start to walk past him. Just walk around the circle. Y'all follow behind him. Okay? That's how they're following. They're leading. Now, who are the people? The word you hate. Sheep. All the sheep that's of this house. All the people that's under the pastor. You go behind them. Follow them. That's the way it should be in unity. If he's leading and the Lord is directing him, you all are following behind. They bring in the word to you, and you guys are following, okay? And that's how God's going to pour out the blessing on you, all right? As he's going, you're following. Everything is in one accord, and God is just going to bless and move in a mighty way. Amen? And then the only other thing I want to do is anybody, as I said before, thank you, Pastor. Anyone I said before that has done anything or said anything that maybe have not been obedient to anything that pastors have told you to do, or you haven't applied your gifts or anything like that, at this time, is that Pastor Jesse or Brother Jesse?
Yeah.
Could you put the tape on for me, please? I just want to let you listen to this song that ministered to my heart this year, because God is doing new things, and it's a new season for all of us, and a new anointing is coming forth in the land. So it's just on you if you want to grab a hold. But if you've done something or you feel maybe you want to just rededicate yourself at this time, you can just come to the altar as this is being played. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord God. Robobo saye, kiondo robobo sababashondo robo saye. Irababa shondo robo saye, kiondo robo saye, kierebebe shondo robo saba. Erobobo shenderebe saye, kiondo robo sababa saye. O rebebe shondo rababa saye, kiorobo sa. Oh my God, robo saye, kierebebe shondo robo sa. Oh my God, robo bobo shaba baba sa ye kiondo robo sa. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God, you're faithful. Robo bobo sa ye kiere bebebe shondo robo sa ba. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh rebebebe shondo robo sa. Ha robo bobo bobo se kende rebebe sa ye yondo robo sa ye yondo robo bobo sa. My God, robo bo shendere re 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 be saye yondo robo bo bo saba ira ba soto bo saye ye 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 yondo robo saba. Thank you, Lord God, robo saye ye che re 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 be sa ira ba shondo robo se che re 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 be saye. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, raba ba ba saye ki yondo robo saba ye. Oh my God, robo bo saye ye yo robo saba ba sa. Yes, Lord Jesus, have your way, Lord. Rebe saba ba 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 saye ki yondo robo. Hira ba 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 shondo robo saye. Oh my God, robo bo bo saye. Yes, Lord. Yes, God, do it, Jesus. Eta ba 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 so ye, Lord God. You alone are worthy, Jesus. Oh, rababa so ye kiondorobo. Yes, Jesus. Oh, my God. You are worthy, Lord God. Robobo saye. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, my God. Robo saye ye ye yondorobo saba. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, shaba ba 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 so ye ki ondoro bo saba. Ye do bo 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 sa ye ki ondoro bo saba. Yondoro bo saba ba ba so ye ki ondoro bo saba ba ba sa ye ki ondoro bo saba. Yes, Lord God, bless the Lord Jesus. Yondoro bo 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 saba ba sa ye. Lord God, restore unto her, God. Robo bo sa. Rekindle that fire again, Lord God. Robo bo sa. Use her for your glory, God, as she press in like never before, God. Let her know that this is her season, Lord God. Anoint her fresh, Lord God, from the top of her head, Lord God. Lead her in your ways, God, as she begins to minister and go forth more in your word, God. Just use her mighty, Lord Jesus. Let her never be the same again, God. I thank you for her step of boldness, Lord God. Pour into her and bless her, Lord God, as she yields and submits, Lord God. Use her in you, God. Robo bo 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 say yes, my God. Yoto bo 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 say ye ki robo saba ye. Yondo robo bo 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 saba ba ye ki yondo robo saba. In the name of Jesus, yes, Father. Oh, by your power, Lord God. Robo bo bo say yes, Jesus. Oh, shaya ba 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 soto bo say ye. Yes, my God, you are faithful, God. Meet every need, Lord God, every need, Jesus. Every need of my sister, God. Oh, rababasa, fill her to overflowing, God. Pour into her, God, robobobosaye. Anoint her afresh, Jesus. Oh, rababasaye. In all her ways, God, lead her and guide her, Jesus. Keep her, Father God, robobosaye. Bless her health, God. Oh, rababa so ye, kio bo 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 sa ye, yondo robo bo bo sa ba 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 sa ye. Lord God, we thank you for this woman of God. Use her, God. Use her, Lord God. Use her like never before, Jesus. Thank you, God. Robo sa ba ba ye. Ooh, sa ba 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 so to bo 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 sa ye, kio yondo robo sa. Amen. Anybody else? All hearts are clear. Everybody's in one accord. Everybody's dedicating, working faithfully. So, I will hear from Donna how you're blessing your pastor, right?
Amen.
Amen. The good report of what you're going to be doing to be a blessing in his life. Amen. As God elevates him and uses him, so will God pour into you and bless you and use you so you can go forth for his glory. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Lord, bless you. I love you. I thank God for you. Amen.
That was good teaching, people. Amen. Praise the Lord. I got that teaching. Got it way down on the inside. Amen. Everybody needs to have that. Amen. Let us be a blessing. Amen. How do we spell your name in case somebody wants to write a $5,000 check tonight? Amen. S-T-E-E-L-E. S-T-E-E-L-E. So, right now, in Jesus' name, amen. If you won't, you'll be sorry. Amen. Amen. Well, we'll just leave them blank. Amen. She might want to throw it someplace else. She might want to do whatever. Amen. Amen. Brother Jesse, if you want to give me a bill, amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Praise the Lord. Isn't God good? And I heard something on the inside of my heart over there. Amen. You can leave it alone if you want to. Amen. But in the time when God is moving financially in our lives, it's usually, you know, offering time is when you want to get it out there. And many times when they hear that offering is going to be taken, they say that two offerings, you know, we get this little, people get a little panic on them, whatever it else. I tell you what, if you're afraid of an offering, you're afraid of a blessing. If you're afraid of an offering, you're afraid of a blessing. Embrace an offering, embrace a blessing. Amen? Amen. If you think you know better, you wonder why you didn't have any come. Amen. Roll with that plan. Amen. You roll that way. Amen. Roll in your own wisdom. Amen. But those that can hear God. Amen. Flow in that matter. Amen. One of the things that, you know, you always, you know, we get so afraid. And we got to learn not to fear those things. Amen. And be bold in God. Amen. And realize this is how we're blessed. Amen. When you have that offering in your hand, I want you to do it directly to my sister. Is that all right? Amen, sister. Why don't you come on up? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just sense the anointing of the Holy Ghost even in this place right now. We have a tremendous assignment in our midst. Amen. My dear, you can just sit right here and amen. They'll just bring it on up to you. Amen, Brother Jesse. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Tremendous assignment. How many of you want to be blessed? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Thank you very much. Well, come on up and sow. Amen. If not, pat them on the back. Say, I wish I had it. Amen. Hallelujah. If not, hallelujah. Somebody say, thank the Lord. He is so good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God's moving in your behalf, hon. He's moving on your behalf. Do you hear me? He is moving on your behalf. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. How many of you faith people are out there? Ready to learn about faith, ready to receive faith.